Welcome to the midday now for Thursday, again from our Buck studio for this half hour at least, till we get down to the quiz question. I'm Norman Gilliland with three or four guests here, all representing Fresco Opera, which is putting on a performance in early June. It's on June 5th, that's a Friday, Saturday, June 6th, and Sunday, June 7th at the Playhouse in the Overture Center, a production of Handel's 1711 opera Rinaldo, but I'm getting the vibe that there's definitely some latter-day trappings to this particular performance. And so we'll get the lowdown fairly quickly, I think, from the director, both of the organization and this particular production, and that would be Melanie Kane. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You have a reputation, not you personally, but I mean the Fresco Opera, of putting rather modernistic accents to these operas that you produce.
Right. So part of our mission is to make opera a little bit more modern and just help those that maybe haven't seen an opera get a little taste of something they might be more familiar with as they're being fed this beautiful music.
Okay, and what does that mean with Rinaldo?
With Rinaldo, we're setting it in space. So we thought it would be very cool to take a very early opera.
Why did Handel never think of that?
I know. Well, he probably did. He probably just didn't have the means to do it. But yeah, I decided I wanted to do a Baroque opera. I love Baroque opera. I don't sing Baroque at all. I'm more of a Puccini singer, but I've always just loved Baroque opera. It's beautiful to me.
Sure.
And so we wanted to do something in the Star Wars vein. And so we were just looking at lots of Handel, and Rinaldo just stuck out as the perfect storyline to set in space. It goes along with Star Wars very well.
It's actually a Crusader theme,
yes,
in the original.
Right? Yes.
It's his first Italian opera. He was only 26 when he wrote this.
Yeah, and he wrote it in 2 weeks, which is kind of interesting. And
Because he was borrowing from his other stuff, but that's okay. It was his.
Well, right. So a lot of people call that pastiche opera, and a lot of what we do is pastiche. This is our first opera where we're using the entire score and composer from one opera. Usually we take from several different. So we decided this would be a great one, too, because he kind of did what we like to do. So
is it just as easy to sing with a lightsaber in your hand as with a sword or something else?
I don't know. We'll have to ask the singers.
Ask
the two
singers
we have here will be doing... Well, one of them will have a lightsaber at some point, but I don't think she's singing with it. So she's looking at me like, oh, my God.
We'll get to that later. That's Emily. The other thing is I noticed that now the original cast does the characters. There are a couple of mermaids.
Yes.
But there are no droids, and you have a droid.
We do. So in Handel's 1717 revision, he did lots of revisions of this opera, he took out Eustazio, which is the brother of Goffredo. He got rid of that role. So we decided to kind of keep that role in a way, but to make it a droid character. And he's just a speaking character.
Just a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very
well,
C-3PO-ish.
Well, your costume designer must have a blast.
Oh, yes.
And
your
prop manager, too.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's get to one of the arias. We actually have four of them we're going to get in to accommodate just before the quiz question. And the first two actually going to be sung by Rachel Edie Warwick. And welcome to the midday.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
And what's this first aria?
This is Combatti da Forte. This is Almirena's first aria. I will be Princess Leia, the damsel in distress at one point. And this first aria, I am trying to convince Rinaldo to be brave and go into battle. Even though I'm a little nervous, I'm trying to pump him up and get him excited about battle and glory.
Get that lightsaber charged up.
Right. The super
Absolutely.
Titles for this one are May the Force Be With You.
Okay, here we go.
Che fermo e basen piacere. piacer ti prepara contenti d'onor. Combatti da forte, combatti, che per mui musino piacer ti prepara contenti d'onor.
You go wrong with Handel.
You just can't.
All those great arias. That was Combate da Forte from Rinaldo, and we're sampling that opera, which is going to be put on early in June by Fresco Opera Theater of Madison, and Rachel Edie Warwick providing that aria. The most famous aria in the opera is the one you have lined up next, though, right?
Exactly. This is a very famous aria, very sad and a still moment in the show. I've just been taken by Armida, the evil queen, and I am captured and lamenting my fate and dreaming and hoping of freedom.
Lascia che io pianga mia cruda sorte, e che sospiri la lira.
Handel's most famous arias from his 1711 opera Rinaldo, and one that sounds as if it could be very difficult with all those long notes, and you can't. It's not like you can just vibrato your way through them. It's a nice, simple, straight progression there.
Yes, not easy, but certainly a fun challenge. And once you're really in character, it gets a little bit easier once I'm imagining my shackles.
There you go. Well, from Rachel E.D. Warwick, we're going to bring up now Emily Roach, who has the part of, let's see, Goffredo?
Yes.
What kind of character is that?
He is the leader of an army. I am actually the last character who sang her father. This is actually the first official pants role I've played, as it's called trouser rolls or pants rolls.
Sure, yeah. So
he is a very gallant and brave leader of this army, certainly noble, and this first aria that opens the show is a sort of call to arms.
Thank you.
Rinaldo. And we had the voice of Emily Roach there in that aria from Handel's opera. Now we're hearing, as the accompaniment, Aaron Crabb at the piano. What kind of instrumentation are you going to have, Melanie, for your production of
Rinaldo? We are having, Aaron will be playing piano, and we have a full string quartet, an oboe, and a flute.
Oh, nice combination.
Yes, beautiful, very beautiful. They've done two practices already, and it's just been very tight and very, very beautiful. So.
Well, the Playhouse there at Overture is a delightfully intimate place to play.
Absolutely.
We've done some radio plays in there and had a great time feeling at one with the audience.
Right, right.
Well, we have one more from Rinaldo. This is, again, from Emily Roach. And what's happening with this aria?
This is Sorge nel petto, and in contrast to the first aria that I sang, this one is a much more calm, peaceful moment for Goffredo in the opera. Certo.
Che bella calma, what a great phrase, you know, to repeat in the appropriate times. And that's another aria from Handel's Rinaldo, which is going to be performed by the Fresco Opera of Madison June 5th. That's a Friday. And then June, see, coming right up here. I had it a second ago. Oh, here it is. Building the suspense. Friday, June 5th, 8 o'clock. Saturday, June 6th, 8 o'clock. Sunday, June 7th at 2 in the Overture Center Playhouse. Rinaldo from the Fresco Opera. Thanks, ladies, for joining me for the midday today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great pleasure to hear Handel just about any time, and that was beautiful stuff. Next up, it's the 12:30 quiz question right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.